This is going to be the only video for today. I am dead tired. It's been a busy Friday. I played golf this morning. I had the best golf round of my life. Shot 7 over on the back 9. About to head to the bar, maybe, as soon as I finish this video. I'm going to try to get everything caught up this weekend. I have a few stories that I need to share with you guys. It's been a slow month here on YouTube. This has been the slowest month that we have had probably since June. I have noticed over the last couple of years that November, for some reason, tends to be a slower month for the channel. I don't know why. November is usually a big month for politics. I don't know if YouTube prioritizes political videos this time of year. What I do know is that we have fallen off of the algorithm. We had a nice ride on that algorithm going for the last 4 or 5 months. But this month, my impressions are down significantly. The last I checked, I think they were down 60% from last month. I went from getting 2 million YouTube impressions every week to 700,000. That is a massive drop. Now, I believe part of the reason for that is that MMA video I did a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember the woman's name. It was the video where the girl, I think she was over in Europe. She fought some dude in MMA. I had included video footage of the fight in my video. YouTube removed it. Thousands of people came looking for the fight on that video. Obviously, it wasn't there. Tanked my AVD on that video, average view duration, which is one of the primary metrics that YouTube uses when they choose which channels they're going to promote. My AVD generally falls between 50-60%, which is a strong number. On that particular video, it was like 8-10%. It was disastrous. Now, even though that video got around 50,000 views, it ended up hurting the channel this month. But that's okay. That's okay. We will catch the algorithm again. Had to take the good with the bad, but I do appreciate you guys for continuing to support me. You guys do a great job liking all the videos, promoting the content. Matter of fact, the topic of today's video came from one of you. We're going to take it all the way down under, Australia. Have you guys ever heard of Margaret Court? I had never heard of her until this morning. I don't follow tennis. I know about Venus and Serena Williams. That is the extent of my knowledge in tennis. Margaret Court was an Australian tennis player in the 1960s and 70s. She is regarded as the greatest female tennis player of all time. She holds the record for most Grand Slams, did it 24 times. Record has stood for over 50 years. She is the only woman in the modern era to sweep all the major tennis tournaments in the same calendar year. Margaret Court retired in 1977. She became a Christian at some point during the 1970s, and once she retired, she became a Pentecostal minister. Over the years, she has said many things that are offensive to social justice warriors. She claims the promotion of LGBT causes in elementary and high schools is of the devil. She says that it is wrong for kids at 7-8 years old to be making decisions about sex changes. She's absolutely right. There is a reason that you are not legally allowed to make your own decisions until you're 18. You don't have the cognitive ability at 7 years old to make life-changing decisions. That's why you have parents. Hell, at 7 years old, you can't even decide who picks you up from school. You don't decide what you're going to eat for lunch. You can't decide what's appropriate for you to watch on television. You can't drive a car. If a 7-year-old can't decide who picks them up from school, how in the hell can they decide if they're a man or a woman? That is a life-altering decision. You want to make the decision to transition as an adult? All good. Go for it. A child has no business making that kind of decision. And if you're a parent and you allow your child to make that decision, you are a dumbass. And that includes you, Dwayne Wade. Adults who make the decision to transition, only about 5-8% of them detransition, change their mind. When it comes to children, 85% detransition once they reach adulthood. Now, that number should not be surprising. You are going to change your mind constantly from childhood to adulthood. When you're 15 years old, You might want to grow up to be a police officer. Once you reach 25, you might decide you don't want to get shot in the face for a living. Bottom line is, children should not be deciding whether they want to be male or female. That is just one of the issues that Margaret Court supports that is deemed offensive and inappropriate by the woke in Australia. She has been ostracized in the sport of tennis. Margaret Court is to tennis what Michael Jordan is to the NBA or Tom Brady to the NFL, Michael Jackson to pop music. She was scheduled to be honored at the Australian Open last year. It was the 50th anniversary of her sweeping all four Grand Slams. They honored her with a trophy, but they would not allow her to give a speech accepting the honor. They silenced her. They were afraid that she might offend the LGBT community. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe that's called discrimination. I thought the entire premise of social justice was removing discrimination from society. We must end racism. We must end hate against the LGBT community. How come it's okay to discriminate against Margaret Court for her religious beliefs? Wouldn't that be religious discrimination? You tarnish her name, you silence her over her belief in God and his views on homosexuality. Sounds like discrimination to me. Kevin Sheedy is a legendary soccer player in Australia. He's making the media rounds promoting his new book on iconic sports figures in Australia. He included Margaret Court in the book, and the social justice warriors over there are giving him shit about it. Now, to his credit, he's not backing down. He's saying, how can I write a book on iconic Australian sports figures and not include one of, if not the best tennis player of all time, who was born in Australia? It would be like someone in America writing a book about iconic sports figures and not including Aaron Rodgers because of his stance on the COVID vaccine, or writing a book about musical icons and not including Michael Jackson because he was accused of diddling little boys. Michael Jackson's personal life has nothing to do with his talent or his impact on the music industry. He may have been a pervert, I don't know. We could debate all day as to whether or not he was guilty of molesting children. But what you can't debate is the fact that Michael Jackson was one of the most talented performers on earth. Same with Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury may have been a weird dude. He wore dresses and lipstick in his spare time. Who cares? Freddie Mercury was the best live performer of all time. Now, the woke would have no problem with Michael Jackson or Freddie Mercury. But when it comes to Margaret Court, it's a major problem. All because she has different beliefs. Once again, another example of woke hypocrisy. Credit to Kevin Sheedy for standing his ground and saying there is no reason to leave Margaret Court out of his book on Australian sporting icons. There is no reason. Her record of Grand Slams has stood for 50 years. Think about all of the great tennis players over the last few decades. Venus and Serena Williams, Maria Sharapova, Steffi Graf, Jennifer Capriati. None of them have touched Margaret Court. But because she has an opinion that offends 8% of the population, they want her eradicated from history. All right, let me get out of here. I'm exhausted. Sound off in the comments below. Let me know what you think of the social justice warriors over in Australia wanting to remove Margaret Court from the history books. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.